Your weekend outlook this Friday is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good morning from Marion, Kentucky. We have a lot going on this week. If you've seen your Crittenden Press, you've probably got a lot of the information that'll get you ready for the weekend, but I have some fresh stuff for you here as we move into Friday and get ready for Super Bowl weekend. But first of all, sports is on tap right here in Marion, Kentucky tonight out at Rocket Arena, where there will be the annual homecoming game. They will crown the king and the queen before the basketball game starts at 6 p.m. So be out there about 5:30 if you want to see who the king and queen are going to be for basketball this winter. Also tonight will be the Hall of Fame game and the induction ceremony for a couple of Crittenden County athletic greats. That will be Billy Mills and Aaron Owen. The Hall of Fame was started in 1998 and has inducted 86 members since then. A little later in the program this morning, I will get you more on Aaron Owen and Billy Mills as we get to hear a little bit from them. Around town, I'll tell you about some things. This is just kind of a reminder. The Family Life Center at Marion Baptist Church is open 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's the walking track and the gymnasium there, a fitness center type thing. It's open to public. It's free of charge. Just go sign up there at the registration desk, and you can go in and walk. And I know there's a great number of people who go out there and enjoy the fellowship as well while they're walking around the track. It's a great place to stay fit, and it's all free right here in Marion, Kentucky at the Marion Baptist Church Family Life Center. I want to tell you about a meeting that is coming up. The Penny Rowell Allied Community Services, people know that as PACS, will hold a public meeting to discuss and determine the strengths and needs of the county. Residents with low income and community members are encouraged to attend and voice their concerns. The meeting will be held on Thursday, February 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Crittenden County Senior Center, and that is over on Walker Street, just kind of catty corner across the street from Foes Hall.
Now through the end of February, take advantage of a bedding sale at Johnson's Furniture and Appliances. Buy any king for the price of a queen, any queen for the price of a full, or buy a full mattress set for the price of a twin. King mattresses were starting at $5.99, now only $3.99. That's Johnson's Furniture and Appliances bedding sale now through the end of the month.
And for all you strawberry lovers, anybody that likes fresh fruit like that, get ready because it's time once again for the Rocket Baseball Team's annual strawberry fundraising sale. They do this every spring, and I know it's very popular around the community. Orders are due by February 17th in order to get your fresh Florida strawberries that will be delivered in just a few weeks, usually early in March. I don't know that they've set the exact day yet, but it'll be sometime in March. And prices for those are $33 for a full flat and $18 for a half flat. You can contact any of the Rocket baseball players if you know one, or Coach Devin Belt. You know, you catch him out at the Marion Country Club. He's the superintendent there. Or check out the baseball team's Facebook page. I think they will be able to take an order if you make a post or message them there.
Imagine sitting back, watching the waves crash on a tropical island, meeting Mickey Mouse in Magic Kingdom, or watching the northern lights light up the Alaskan sky. Sound like a dream? Signature Travel makes it a reality. We take care of all the details so you can make the memories. All-inclusive cruises, Disney adventures, Vegas thrills, wherever your dream getaway takes you, Signature Travel is your passport. Your next vacation is just a call away. Call Tammy Owen at 270-704-1702.
And once again, like I told you earlier, Billy Mills and Aaron Owen will be going into the Hall of Fame. That ceremony will be between the girls and the boys game tonight out at Rocket Arena. The girls tip off at 6 p.m., so if you want to be there for this induction ceremony, you know, you want to try to show up at least by 7:30, but I would encourage you to get there earlier. There's a fellowship room, a memory room, if you will. Kind of a come-and-go opportunity to visit with with Billy and Aaron and talk about some old memories, their family and friends and teammates and coaches. Everyone's invited to attend that come and go event at the Memory Room, which is right there beside the concession stand in Rocket Arena, and then be there for the induction ceremony. Well, had an opportunity to visit with them by phone to interview them for an article that was in the newspaper this week. If you want to read all of it, grab your newspaper and check that out. But I just want to give you a little snippet from each one of them. Aaron Owen, he lives up in Indiana now. And, of course, he was on some really good basketball teams. He was a great golfer at Crittenden County High School, and I asked him about some of his fondest memories.
I think overall, like, the big thing that I look at now is, like, we were such a tight group all the way through, like, elementary school through high school. And we didn't just play one sport together. We all played, you know, we played football, basketball, baseball, golf. Like, we had the same team for everything. And just looking back at having those friendships and seeing how close we were as a group and being so close to so many championships. I mean, you know, baseball, we won district championships. Basketball, we were in overtime 2 years in a row for a district championship. Golf, we won all A. So I think just sharing those memories with the boys, you know, Devin and Travis and Taylor Champion, and heck, I can go down the list, but just, you know, all the memories that we have together, were, it's pretty special looking at it now that we were able to do that in so many different sports.
Now, Billy Mills is a good bit older than Aaron. Billy's about my age. He's 59. He graduated in 1983. And one of his claims to fame, I guess you might say, is he recovered 3 fumbles in 1 football game while he was in high school. He was a decorated defensive player. And those fumble recoveries make him number 2 in the all-time KHSAA record book for fumble recoveries in 1 game. A lot of the old-timers around remember his father, Jim Fred Mills. He was a popular character in the community. He was head of Henderson Union, a power company here in Marion, and he was really a devoted Rocket sports fan and did a lot of fundraising for the programs here. Billy comes from a big family, and they're going to all be in for the induction ceremony. In talking with Billy, he referenced the fact that he was quite surprised and shocked when he got the call about being elected to the Hall of Fame after all these years. Just surprised that someone was still thinking about him. Let's hear what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, it was really surprising. I didn't expect it, nothing I ever expected. We, like you said, with the football, we're going through some pretty lean times then, so there's not much to celebrate from that. But yeah, I'm honored and humbled that whoever decided that would think of me.
Now, Billy Mills is also a very accomplished football official, a referee. He has done a couple of state championship games, and probably one of his least memorable opportunities to be on the field as an official was when he was calling a Crittenden County football game at Mayfield one night, and there was a difficult situation that and he was the white hat, he was the head referee, and he had to make a call on it, and we'll let him explain that in his own words.
Well, what it was is Mayfield was driving, and they fumbled the ball in Crittenden territory, probably about the 30-yard line, and my side judge seen the tackle, but the ball was on the field. My umpire and I were sitting there looking at it, and he blew the whistle, and there was really, really no choice. I mean, you know, it was an inadvertent whistle before Crittenden picked it up. So yeah, that was a tough call. I'm thinking that was what, 2005, 2006, something like that. Yeah, I remember Al yelling at me at the end of the game, and you know, they're really. When something like that happens, your kind of hands are tied. So instead of Crittenden getting the ball, Mayfield got the ball back, because that's the way it works with inadvertent whistle, and drove down and scored. So yeah, nobody hated that word more than I did. Well, I'm sure Al did, but it made me sick of my stomach.
So again, tonight, all those festivities, homecoming and the Hall of Fame induction at Rocket Arena this evening. Be there by 5:30 to see the King and Queen coronation, and then between games, the induction ceremony for the Hall of Fame and join these folks and their families in the memory room.
And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now.
Well, amid all the pageantry and excitement over the Hall of Fame and homecoming, there will be a couple of basketball games tonight. The Rockets and Lady Rockets will be hosting Dawson Springs in a doubleheader. Now, the Lady Rockets are on a roll this season. They did lose to Christian County the other night and lost one of their guards, Elliot Evans. She's recovering from that ankle injury. Just a sprain. She got the checkup at the doctor, and she will be out maybe a week or two, but we'll be back certainly in time for the playoffs.
Most of you know that the boys' basketball team is struggling this year, 21 straight losses, and Dawson Springs in years past may have been a great opportunity to get that first victory, but the Panthers are a pretty respectable team this season, actually ranked number four in the entire region in RPI, that's power rankings by KHSAA, and they're ranked number five in the media poll, so they're not a pushover team like they have been in many years past. So come out tonight and watch the basketball games at Rocket Arena and enjoy all the other goings on. In college basketball, the Wildcats will be at home on Saturday, morning game, 11 a.m., hosting South Carolina, the unranked Gamecocks. And, of course, on Sunday, it's Super Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles. The Chiefs are a 1.5-point favorite in that football game. And you can watch that on Fox, whatever Fox channel you have. I think on the satellite around here is channel 23. Kickoff is at 5:30 p.m., and that game is being played at the Superdome in New Orleans. That's all I've got for news and sports this week. We'll catch you after the weekend. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.